Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Solving the Moment, a Collaborative Couple Therapy Manual by Dan Weil. Completed and published with Dorothy Kaufman, is a practical guide for clinicians who conduct couples therapy. It presents Weil's collaborative couple therapy approach, developed across decades of clinical work, and centers on what he calls solving the moment, helping partners move from fighting or withdrawing into a shared, intimate conversation right where the rupture is happening, rather than treating conflict as material to analyze later. The manual focuses on transforming the live interaction in the therapy room, so each partner feels understood and less alone. The book is known for offering concrete language a therapist can use, emphasizing therapist humility and responsiveness over expert authority. A signature contribution is the method often described as doubling, in which the therapist temporarily speaks for a partner to translate attack or shutdown into underlying feelings, wishes, and vulnerability. Overall, the manual aims to make difficult couple sessions more workable by turning stuck moments into collaboration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, solving the moment as the unit of change. The manual frames couples' problems as having two layers, the content problem, the partners argue about, and the process problem of how they talk about it. Weil's key move is to prioritize the second layer in real time. Solving the moment means helping partners shift in the session itself, from adversarial exchange or emotional withdrawal into a conversation where both can participate and feel met. The therapist does not need to settle the disputed issue immediately. Instead, the goal is to help the couple create a different kind of interaction while the tension is present, because that is where new relational learning can occur. This focus changes how a therapist listens. Rather than collecting history first and intervening later, the therapist watches for the precise second when a partner attacks, defends or disappears, and then intervenes to reshape that micro-interaction. The moment becomes a live laboratory. Partners learn what it is like to express complaint with vulnerability, to respond without counterattack, and to stay engaged even when hurt. Over time, repeated moment-by-moment repairs create a platform for tackling larger themes. The book's emphasis is thus on immediacy, emotional contact, and collaboration rather than debate, diagnosis, or advice-giving. Secondly, doubling, translating attack and withdrawal into connection. A hallmark technique in the book is doubling, where the therapist speaks for a partner as if the therapist were that person. The purpose is not ventriloquism or interpretation from above, but translation. When one partner attacks, the therapist reshapes the message into language that reveals the longing, fear, or disappointment beneath the harsh delivery. When a partner withdraws, the therapist gives words to what may be difficult to articulate, helping the withdrawn partner re-enter the conversation with dignity. Doubling is collaborative by design. The therapist checks constantly for accuracy, inviting correction and refinement so the partner recognizes themselves in the therapist's words. This creates safety and reduces escalation, because the therapist models a way to speak that is emotionally honest without being punishing. It also helps the listening partner hear something other than blame, making empathy more possible. In practice, doubling is a method for keeping the couple together in the conversation. It converts heat into contact by expressing the same underlying concerns in a form that can be received. The book's distinctive value is its attention to the exact language choices that make this translation credible rather than sentimental or minimizing. Thirdly, collaboration and shared authority in the therapy room. Collaborative couple therapy treats the couple as active participants in shaping therapy, not recipients of expert pronouncements. The manual emphasizes that partners should have a say in what the therapist does, how interventions land, and what feels helpful or unhelpful. This stance is both ethical and practical. It reduces the risk that the therapist becomes an ally of one partner, and it uses the partner's feedback to fine-tune interventions in real time. Shared authority also changes the therapist's role during conflict. Instead of acting as a judge who decides who is right, the therapist focuses on helping each partner be understandable and reachable. That includes making room for both realities without forcing premature agreement. The therapist's authority is used to structure a safer conversation, not to deliver verdicts. This collaborative stance can be especially important with highly polarized couples, where each partner expects the therapist to take sides. By repeatedly inviting both partners to help create the conversation, the therapist models the very collaboration the couple needs. The book's practical orientation lies in showing how to stay active and directive while remaining non-judgmental and accountable to the couple's experience. Fourthly, creating a platform for empathy, yearnings, and vulnerability. A recurring theme in the manual is that empathy emerges when partners can see the softer meanings underneath reactive behavior. The therapist works to help each partner reveal the yearnings, needs, and sensitivities that are often protected by anger, criticism, or distance. This is not about forcing emotional disclosure on a schedule, but about making it possible in the exact moments when it is most blocked. When partners are adversarial, they typically experience each other as threats, rather than as people with pain and longing. The therapist builds a platform where each partner can be heard without being punished for speaking, and where listening does not feel like surrender. Techniques such as doubling support this by transforming hostile phrasing into more vulnerable statements that still preserve the speaker's point. Over time, these exchanges shift the couple's narrative from who is wrong to what each partner is trying to protect and what each hopes for. The book emphasizes that this platform is built through micro-moves slowing down, finding the underlying wish, and helping the couple address each other rather than speak about each other. The result is a more intimate, human conversation that can hold disagreement without immediate rupture. Lastly, therapist sensibility monitoring judgment and staying connected. Alongside theory and technique, the book highlights a therapist's sensibility, the ongoing effort to notice one's own judgments and return to curiosity and listening. In couples work, therapists are easily pulled into taking sides, diagnosing quickly, or becoming irritated by repetitive conflicts. Weil's approach treats these reactions as signals to slow down and re-engage with the partners as collaborators. This sensibility supports effective intervention because it keeps the therapist oriented toward connection rather than correction. When the therapist can hold both partners in mind, even in high conflict, it becomes easier to craft language that neither shames nor flatters. The therapist aims to be transparent in process when useful, to check impact, and to adjust quickly when an intervention misses. The manual's practicality lies in combining active structuring with humility. The therapist is not passive, but is careful about the difference between leading a conversation and controlling it. This stance also protects the couple from reenacting their fight with the therapist as a third participant. By staying engaged, less judgmental, and responsive to feedback, the therapist creates conditions where difficult emotions can be expressed without driving the partners farther apart. In conclusion, this manual is best suited for couple therapists, marriage and family therapists, counselors, psychologists, and trainees who want concrete, session-ready ways to handle escalation, shutdown, and blame. It is also relevant to experienced clinicians who feel technically competent but want more immediacy and emotional traction in the room. Especially when couples repeat the same fight with no movement, readers can expect practical benefits, a clearer map for what to do at the exact point where a session gets stuck, language for reframing attacks into underlying wishes, and a disciplined focus on creating collaboration rather than winning arguments. What makes the book stand out among couples' therapy texts is its emphasis on the moment-by-moment craft of dialogue. Many approaches offer conceptual frameworks or treatment planning guidance. Weil's legacy contribution is how precisely he targets the conversational turning points where intimacy can be rebuilt. The combination of a simple organizing idea, solve the moment, a distinctive technique, doubling, and a therapist stance that prizes humility and partnership gives clinicians a coherent method they can apply across many presenting problems. For therapists who want to help couples move from polarization to contact without becoming the referee, the book offers a clear and usable path. If you would like to support Dan Weil, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.